What's up, lovers?
It's your girl, Love.
It's your boy, Joel.
How you gonna just cut me off like that?
Intro don't really matter as much, so.
Wow.
It's your boy, Joel. I'm taking over the show today.
Wait. But Dreamers are on here, too, so we have to explain. So what's going on right now is we are deciding with a lot of requests to do a visual to our podcast. Now, usually we do this in the room and Joe's rolling around on the floor.
Because you say I can't sit still.
But this time we decided to go outside. So I hope you guys can hear us and let's get started. Oh, we're also going to do a twist. So if you're listening on the podcast, make sure you follow Joe's Dream on YouTube because Joe's going to do this fun challenge to try to draw and finish a picture while we talk on a podcast. What are our topics for today?
All right, we're going to the next topics, man. First topic would be, what have you learned from your past relationships? And you guys, while you're watching this, you can basically have this conversation with your spouse as well at the same time as us too. So, you know, feel like you want to get something off your chest. You want to learn why your boyfriend does that and why your girlfriend does this or that. You'd be like, yo, real stuff. Why do you do that? Yeah, so what you learned from your past relationships?
I learned a lot of personal things to help me develop myself. Not necessarily how to be better in a relationship, in my opinion. Because I think that I've always been a good girlfriend. It's just been the guys that mess up. So, for myself, I learned to be more patient. I learned to speak up for myself more. Because I used to just go with the flow and I'm like, okay, you want to be together? Okay, we're together. Okay, you want to break up? Okay, we're going to break up. But now I'm just like, I fight for what I want. And I also just put my foot down on a lot more things that I don't agree with and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know what I also learned? I learned that his mother is not your mother. So I see like all these things where women post like, oh, his mother's gonna tell me if somebody come over because they love me and da da da. Girl, his mother do that for all the girls. The mother is going to be loyal to her son, not to you. So you think that Miss Deborah is gonna tell you when your son
Ms. Deb.
Joe, why you laugh at Miss Deborah? Watch your phone.
I know Miss Deborah.
You think that Miss Deborah is gonna tell when Chris bring Becky over? No, she's not gonna tell. Her loyalty to her son is just something to make you feel comfortable, to give her something to laugh at when you're not around, like, oh yeah, Sarah think Becky don't be over here, girl, that ain't none of my business, my son doing his dang thing. So yes, stand up for yourself, put your foot down when you need to, and know that his parents are not your parents. So
what I learned from relationship, it's not let nobody take your kindness for a weakness. All right. So, yeah, it's your girlfriend. You can be nice, this and that, but don't let them run over you or whatever. What else? What else have I learned? I mean, I learned a lot of things with being with Dream, though.
Before me, what has been your longest relationship?
Maybe a year and a half.
Probably
my longest.
My longest relationship was like 5 years, and it was off and on, and I was very young. I didn't really know what it took to be in a relationship, or like, you know, what a good relationship should look like. We also tried like the long distance thing, and I learned that does not work. Trying to arrange like Valentine's Day and then like the guy cheating and doing things with other girls, like, I think it really broke down my trust. So to switch gears, what have I learned being in a relationship? Now I have learned to trust more. I'm learning to have patience because I am really impatient, and it's just because like people have always expected more from me. So in my relationship, I expect more from him, and then like they always push me to do what I want now, and so I kind of do the same to him, and it annoys him. But I'm learning to be more patient and not push as much as things were pushed on me, I guess. What else? I'm also learning that, like, you can't change yourself to make someone happy, and you can't make someone else change to make you happy. Like, you have to take the person as they are, and if you don't like the person that they are, then maybe that relationship just doesn't work for you. Maybe you should try to be friends instead.
Yeah, like me and Dream, we were friends before we started dating, but I was able to be myself around Dream, so I was very comfortable. Like, I don't know if I was much comfortable around my exes like I was with Dream.
Yeah.
I think we just grew from each other and learned from each other a lot. I don't think I learned much from my other exes.
Yeah. Being in a relationship, it really opened me up to wanting to do new things, wanting to meet new people and stuff like that. Because I love people. I do thrive off of being around other people, but then at the same time, I'm very much to myself.
Yeah. Sorry if I don't seem like I'm very into it.
He's over here drawing a dragon or something. Okay, show them where you got so far. Oh man, if you're on the podcast, this is why you need to follow us on YouTube.
But I didn't really learn. Like I said, I didn't really learn much from them. Just not to let people take your kindness for weakness. You know, same thing what she said. Don't change who you are for somebody else.
All right, let's go into topic number dos.
Number two.
Numero dos.
What causes most couples to grow apart or break up?
That's the next topic. Go ahead.
I can't really speak for everybody. This is based from, like, coming from other friends. Like, either most of the time it'd be from somebody not being loyal, lies and stuff. For me, I think keeping secrets will have us break up. Because after a while, I feel like I can't trust you. I feel like you'll keep stuff away from me. Like, it'll give me some type of insecurity. I shouldn't feel insecure being with somebody.
That's like, very true.
Like, I feel like you build insecurity from stuff that your last person does. Like,
I always tell Joe that too. Like, you shouldn't feel insecure around me, and you also shouldn't feel intimidated by me, or in y'all case, by your spouse. If you have that feeling, then just something's not right. And I don't always say like you should break up, but you need to go back and go over, if you listen to our last podcast, go over your boundaries and your expectations for each other, and, you know, rewrite some things. Boundaries and expectations can be restated, or they can be changed and edited or whatever.
I just messed up and I can't find my eraser.
Oh, it's okay, you got another one up there. But yeah, it can be changed. You can, if you put it on online thing, edit it. If you wrote it down, scratch it out, write it over. But don't stay in a situation that you know makes you uncomfortable, makes you vulnerable, makes you insecure and stuff like that. Like, don't ever allow yourself to be unhappy for someone else. Like, ever, 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 ever. What was the question again? What causes? Okay. I think that just,
it could be many reasons.
Yeah, because like
the top reason mostly be somebody's not being loyal. That's how I look at it.
I want to go past the word loyal though. I think the main reason is connection. And I'm speaking for like people in our generation, because a lot of relationships start off of sex, to be real. Like, it's all intimacy in the beginning, and then later on you're struggling because now you don't have all the sex in the world, but now you don't have anything to talk about. And so I always like pride the fact that, or I always, what's the word I'm looking for, like, I kind of brag about that me and Joe were friends before we started a relationship, because we had conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, we were able to talk, we found out our common interests and stuff like that. So I think a lot of the times couples split up, or what was the term that you used, they grow apart because they aren't able to have meaningful conversations. Like, once you take sex out of the equation, they don't have anything else. They haven't met each other's families. They don't share common interests. They don't know each other's goals. They don't have any idea what they want their future to look like together. And it all comes down to one thing for me. That one thing is communication. And I say it comes down to communication because I feel like unfaithfulness, disloyalty, cheating, like all of that stems from not connecting on a mental level. I think that got deep, but I hope y'all following me. Like, I don't know. I think the cure to all that stuff is just communicating and healthy communication, because some people communicate, but not all communication is healthy. So,
and some people aren't the best at communicating.
Like, yeah,
I don't really have the best communication skills.
And me too. One thing that helped us is, like, we will walk away, you know, just go in another room, calm down, and then I'll text if it is something that is a bigger topic that we do need to break down. Like, I don't believe in just sweeping it under the rug, so we have to find a way to break it down and get through it. So sometimes that means that we're gonna text it out instead of arguing because we can't hear each other, or we're just not understanding why one person feels one way and the other person feels another way. So we then try another form of communication. So again, that form of communication for us is text, but you can do that through writing it down or going to therapy and having a mediator. You can also find a song that relates to your situation.
I do that a lot.
And send that song to... I mean, wait, Joe, remember one time we was mad at each other and you played that breakup song?
I forgot what song it was.
I was like, so we breaking up?
What did I play?
I don't remember.
I forgot what it was, but she looked at me like... What you trying to say? Yeah, I couldn't even keep a straight face.
And we laughed like, so yeah, keep it healthy. I think this is about it for this conversation. I love you.
I like you.
Thanks for listening to us on Joe's Dream featuring Love Stream podcast.
AKA Dream Chasers.